zone. Touchdown, Bears! Going down the left side. Diving catch by Langford.
Remember as a little kid, running the ball, just playing in the backyard, pretending you were who?
I was an all-time quarterback, and I always wanted to play safety. You know, I knew it before any game I had to get an interception. That's something I want to do, is throw touchdowns and get interceptions.
A little surprised then maybe that you're a running back.
Yeah, I played defense in college, but I knew I always wanted to play running back. That's just something that I wanted to do since I was younger and playing in high school.
Who did you have to watch?
I like Marshall Faulk. I like Michael Vick, Warwick Dunn.
Oh, the fast guys.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got that kind of speed.
That's just something that I know since I was younger in high school that I knew if I could hit it full speed, it's going to be hard to catch me.
Not without struggles, though, right? Because your first 3 years, you're kind of a man without a home, so to speak, in terms of a position.
That's just from Coach D seeing me run and seeing I had the athletic
Mark D'Antonio.
Ability, seeing I had the athletic ability to play anywhere. So I was an athlete, basically.
Did you like it?
No, I didn't like playing defense. You know, I at that point, I was trying to do something for the team. But defense wasn't really, where my heart was.
So when did you have the conversation with Mark D'Antonio? Say, listen, I have to be a running back. Because they theoretically could never have put you there and just had you stay at receiver or defensive back.
Yeah, when Le'Veon left early, we was down to, we were shorthanded at running back, I guess I could say. You know, we had another running back in my class, but we didn't have, too many at that time, like too many veterans or who'd been there for a long time. So at that point, it was just all of us could be competing. And at the time, it was me and Nick Hill. We came in together, and then he moved a linebacker over there to play running back. So it was just, competitive. And I wouldn't want to win a position no other way.
Did it challenge your patience a little bit?
Oh, yeah, it definitely challenged my patience. And I think that's what made me the person I am today. And I never knew at the end of the day that I was going to play running back. I just always knew I wanted to play running back, and I just kept staying positive. I knew all the time, I can be a good running back. I know I can. But talking to my dad, it really just helped me, help me realize that, everybody's path is different.
Did you ever have the conversation with Coach D'Antonio, I told you so, Coach, type of moment?
Like, whoever thought that, from playing cornerback to playing receiver to playing safety, that I'd be the running back on the day.
Into the end zone, touchdown, Jeremy Langford, touchdown, Bears!
He still joke about it and talk about it. All the time when I see him.
If you would have played all 4 years at running back or all 3 years at running back and left early, do you think you would have been a higher draft pick?
I think the road that I was on was perfect for me. I think it had gave me enough time to get my degree, and I'm in a position now. I'm on the Chicago Bears, and I think I'm in a great opportunity, a place I wouldn't want to be nowhere else.
You mentioned your father. His name is Jeffrey, and if you can explain what he's meant to you and what he's overcome as well that has helped you in your life.
He was always positive, regardless of the circumstances or if he had $100,000 in his pocket or if he had $1 in his pocket. I don't think you would be there to tell. When I was playing basketball, when I was running track and I was trying to get better, he was always out there with me. He just never told me, but I could always tell that he wanted to be the best father he could be.
He did have a little trouble. Did it bother you? Did it impact you?
Everybody makes mistakes. It's just really how you bounce back from it. Now, if you look at him today, you can never tell that he had any problems because he still continued to help my little brothers. He could still continue to be ahead of our household. So it just, he made a huge impact on my life.
Am I too bold to say that he might be also one of, if not your best friend?
Oh, yeah, that's somebody I talk to. Like I said, I'm the most talkative person, but that's somebody I can talk to about pretty much anything. And I know he's not going to just tell me what I wanted to hear. He's going to keep it honest with me. He's going to do it and tell me what I need to do and what's the right way that I should do it. But at the same time, it's my decision to make, wrong or right.
You think you'll be a good dad because of the way he was for you?
Oh, yeah. I think I'll be a real good dad, just the way he was. I could do the things he did and even, do things he didn't do. But at the same time, I feel like I could be a great dad from what I have seen, with the impact he put on my life.
You wrote him a letter, too, didn't you, for a Father's Day?
On his birthday, I just really just said, thank you. For him not to have, all the money in the world or be the richest guy in the world, you can never tell. And he always did what he could to get what I wanted for football or get what I needed for basketball or get what I need for track, just continue to help us out.
Does it matter to you you're in this building with this franchise and a great history of running backs from Gale Sayers to Walter Payton?
I feel like I'm truly blessed to be here in this situation, to be under great coaches like Fox. I feel like I'm in a great position, a great opportunity.
You know what Jeff Joniak didn't mention, though?
What's that?
Jeremy Langford is quite the chef, we found out when we were in Panama.
Well, he cooked a dish, but it wasn't better than mine. Jeremy is good at weaving through defenders and finding a hole that he needs to run between.
He's good at that.
But when it comes to cooking, I always go with the guy who weighs the most.
Is that the rule?
Yes, yes. You see this? It's a lot of weight right here. I weigh way more than you, Jeremy.
All right.
Come holler at me, man.
Something to work on.